I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is going to be Shirley Riva Vernick, who is a novelist, a journalist, and has a book out. It's a YA novel from Cinco Puntos Press called Remember Dippy. It's a fantastic novel, and it brought me back to my adolescence. Not that I wanted to go back. And on Poetic License, we have Emily Yoon. She is a poet living in New York City, and she's going to talk about how poetry is like a hand. And that sounds like a very intriguing subject. In fact, today I encountered this quote as I was reading this morning. I kind of like read different texts just kind of before I start writing. I read this text today. It says, "They have hands, but they don't handle." I like that. They have hands, but they don't handle. They don't know how to use their hands. They don't know how to control their hands for positive things. And certainly writing poetry is handling it. And when we talk about Shirley's book, she's a YA novelist. And as you know, a lot of literary fiction writers, including my friend Benjamin Alida Sines, are writing YA novels. And I know a couple of publishers have approached me in the past and says, "Hey, why don't you write a YA novel?" And I never thought that I could. But I think I can. I think what you need to do to write a good YA novel is just get in touch with that child within you. And quite frankly, I don't think you can be a writer without communicating with that inner child, you know, getting to know yourself. Because, you know, when you're a child, everything is new. You're full of wonder. And there's this concept in Kabbalah about ennui, that ennui is the biggest sin of an adult. Once you start getting bored with everything, the sunrises no longer appeal to you, the mountains aren't beautiful, the wind blowing in your hair doesn't do anything to you. But when you're a child, everything is fascinating, everything, absolutely everything. And I think writers, artists need to be in touch with that inner child in order to create good art. And I think even doubly so for people who do YA novels. Irony can only get you so far. You know, irony is saying the opposite of what is true. Like if it's a good day, or let's say it's rainy, you walk outside and you say, "Oh, what a beautiful day." You're being ironic, and you're really closing yourself off to the wonder of rain. And that's why the poet Maria Rilke says to the young poet in his letters, he says, "Too much irony is not good for a poet." You have to have that inner childhood. Yet, on the same hand, irony is good because a lot of teenagers are ironic, but they're ironic in a way that is resisting, I think, all the stimuli that's out there that they're beginning to absorb and beginning to just be, you know, fascinated by and wondered by. So I can't wait to talk to Shirley about how she gets into the mind of a child, a mind of an adolescent. That really intrigues me. And maybe sometimes I get a little too much into the mind of an adolescent, and I might see a doctor, for example, or a couple with a baby, and I'll think, "Oh, they're so adult, they're so old," and then I realize I'm probably 20 years older than them. So stick around. Let's talk to Shirley, and we will hear from Emily Yoon. We'll be right back.